You are listening to Nathan Shansky, and this is the Passion with Purpose podcast. Hello to all you creators, dreamers, and doers out there. I'm Nathan Shansky, photographer, business coach, and your host. After starting my photography business and nearly giving up after a rough first couple of years, with God's help, I transformed my business and became the multi-six-figure business owner here with you today. I'm here to drop weekly episodes full of everything I've learned in the process while bringing on some of the biggest experts in the industry. This podcast is for photographers, creatives, and anyone wanting to build a business and life of your fullest God-given potential. Welcome to the show, my friend. All right, so today I have a very special episode today, and it's a bonus episode, so it's going out on a Monday instead of a Wednesday. So surprise, surprise. This is something I've actually never done before, an episode unlike I've ever done. And that I'm bringing on several students that I have coached who are currently in my Business Blueprint signature coaching program for photographers. And I'm bringing them on to talk about their experience in the program. So here's the thing, you can hear from me like so much about the Business Blueprint, right? And you can hear me talk about it forever, right? But there's something about having people who are actually in the program speak about it in their own words, because I think sometimes that's the best way to really decide if the program is right for you or not, right? And I believe in the power of word of mouth so much. Like, I'm definitely wanting to put word of mouth at the forefront of this program so that it's like, hey, I have nothing to hide here. Like, I want you to consult the people who are actually in the program. And I don't want to hide anything. I want to get the word out on this program so that if it's right for you, you freaking take it, okay? So I'm not paying these people to say these things. I'm not telling them what to say. I am just having them on. I'm asking them a couple questions, and then I'm just going to let them take it away. And by the way, I will put their contacts in the show notes, so you can go and like DM them on Instagram or something like that, or message them privately and chat with them about the program. And honestly, go follow them because they're awesome people and would be amazing, amazing people to connect with in the industry. Just very warm, welcoming, go-getting type of people that I've just been so blessed to get to know. Just a reminder, the Business Blueprint is opening for enrollment the Wednesday after this episode goes live. So if you're listening on Monday, I don't know what the date is specifically, but the Monday before the 6th, the Business Blueprint is going out for enrollment. It's opening up for enrollment again on Wednesday, March 6th, 2024 at noon EST. It's very important to note that you've got to apply this round to get access. I'm really trying to take a more intentional approach to the enrollment process and not just have it kind of be like a free-for-all, or, you know, not just have like all the pressure on you to make the right decision, but I really want to help you make that decision. And I look over every single applicant, honestly, like I'm looking over your inquiry rate, your website, your Instagram, right? And so we will have a link in the show notes where you can find out all about what exactly the coaching program is and apply if you've not already. We will be giving you an application response very actively so that you can join with confidence, knowing that it's the right program for you. And enrollment is going to be, again, open on Wednesday at noon until March 13, which is a week later, or until spots sell out, whichever comes first. And I will just say, last time we did sell out in 38 hours. This time I'm taking even less students than last time. So I'm not sure how soon this may sell out. I don't know. But what I do know is you got to make your move if you want to get in. That's very important. So let's get to chatting with these students. I can't wait for you to meet them. Okay, I'm so excited because I have Lexi here today. So Lexi, tell us a little bit about yourself, what kind of photography you do, and where you're located.
Hello. Yes. So I am a Pacific Northwest adventure, elopement, and intimate wedding photographer based out of a small town in central Washington.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love it that I feel like all the people that I'm asking on this episode are from like different parts of like the nation or the world. So it's really cool.
I love it.
So I would love to hear, I kind of always ask people like, where were you when you first joined the Business Blueprint? And kind of like, what was that motivating factor for you of being like, this is something that I do want to dive into?
For sure. So I'll try and be as vulnerable as I can with this, just in the hopes that it would speak to someone who maybe is in the same place or like holding the same kind of thoughts or beliefs. So I've been doing this for 11 years and I love it so much, but I always felt that I kind of limited my growth as a photographer, like only allowing it to take up so much space in my life. One, like, because I really value my personal time and was telling myself that that was the reason, which is like legitimately true. But even more so, I'm realizing that I've held myself back out of like a fear of failure or disbelief that I could actually reach big goals and that big success. But at the end of this past year, I just got like fed up with holding that toxic belief.
Yeah.
And was ready to move through it. So I was specifically looking for something like a bit more formulaic because of my lack of confidence so that I could work through that kind of actionably and simply without like feeling overly emotional about it. So yeah, I feel like the business blueprint, as soon as I heard about it, really kind of spoke to what I was looking for with these actionable steps and this great laid out formula that would help me to not stay stuck in this pattern.
Absolutely. I love that. And just hearing exactly like where you came from is just, I think, again, it's going to speak to a lot of people, even because I know some people that I have on, they're talking a little bit more about like, oh, I just started my photography. Or some people are like, I'm a couple years in, but you're like at this place where you're like, hey, I've been doing this for a while and I wanted to get better. And I wanted to get to a place where I felt like I was really excelling in this. So thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate
that. Yeah, of course.
So tell us a little bit about, since you joined, like give us a little update, whether it's wins, whether it's like a mindset shift that you had, any opportunities that have opened, just any moment or moments from being in the program that you've just been like, whoa, that happened. And that was like a change for me.
Totally. So how much time do you have? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
As much as you want.
Gosh, where do I begin? Seriously, outside of just like the practical tools and the steps that like the actionable steps that you've laid out in the course, the books you've recommended, which are like just completely wrecking me in the best way possible, honestly, you as an educator are constantly speaking to mindset and confidence. And that has really allowed me to step proudly into my role as a business owner. Also, it has affected like the productivity and the seriousness that I carry into my day-to-day tasks. It's affected like my ability to confidently lead consult calls with clients and convert them to sales. Every single client call that I've had, like with the sales script as a formula, has booked, which is just like mind-blowing to me since I started using it. Yeah, it has also just allowed me to dream for how I want this business to grow, sparking like other photography-related business ventures under my like larger name in the Alpenglow, my brand name that I want to bring to fruition that I just don't think I really had the confidence to dream about before. Not to mention I've like surpassed each financial like monthly goal that I've set and even have set new records for myself with values of bookings per month. I'm only like in my second year of 2024 where I've like strictly like started applying each formula that you lay out in the course. And I'm already making five figures a month, which is awesome. You know,
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You said second year of applying, you mean second month?
Second month. Oh, sorry. Gotcha. Yes, I'm in the second month of this year.
I was like, you've been taking this course for years. Crazy. It wasn't even out back then.
So the second month of this year. Yes. Yeah. So that feels really good to just have that tangible proof that like the work that I'm putting in is actually turning like real growth in a financial number. And honestly, just beyond all of that, like the way that I look at myself and the confidence that I now carry is more valuable to me than like all of those things. So I'm really grateful.
I love that. Love hearing that. Especially that last one is like, that just, I don't know. It makes all the difference in the world to hear that. So I would love to know, cause I asked different people this question. What was your favorite part? Just like whether small or a big thing or just like, what really stood out to you is like, this was my favorite part of being in the group.
I think this is kind of a general thing, but I think for me, my favorite part about this program is that it is like so relatable to all and is step by step for everyone, like kind of no matter where they are in their business. There, I think, are so many education courses out there that are still so valuable, but they speak like so much to the educator's like individual experience that it can be kind of difficult, like as a separate individual with like so many different like experiences and circumstances, to actionably apply like the information that they're sharing from their unique experience with success. So I love that the business blueprint is still personable and like you speak from your experience in like a raw and real way, but you don't stop like your education there. You've done the research and you've created such a comprehensive guide that can be applied to everyone, like no matter their experience or circumstance. So I feel like one of my favorite things about the course is that it feels like one of the most inclusive forms of education I've ever taken.
Wow. That's really cool to hear that. I love hearing that. And because I, especially as a coach, like I fund, like it is one of like the most important things about what I teach, that I'm not just teaching what has worked for me, because I don't believe that always translates well for everybody. And I think it is very important to make sure that it's like, I mean, even like the testing process before I launched the program as like a group program, it's like, I want to make sure that this also works for other people, other photographers, different walks of life, all of that. So I appreciate that feedback. That's so, so good to hear.
Yeah.
I would love to know, would you recommend the program? And if you would, tell our listeners kind of like who you think it would be most best fit for.
Absolutely. Yes. I wish I would have taken this course when I started out. I feel like it would have saved me so much time in my journey, but I'm so grateful that it still has had like such a significant impact on me, being someone who's been in the industry for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like it is literally could be for anyone, no matter where they are. Like if you're someone who's been in the field for a long time and with, you know, 7+, 10+ years of experience, like this course still can be for you and kind of revive the life and bring back like breath and life back into your business if you feel stuck in a pattern that you can't get out of.
Yep. I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself. Lexi, this has been so amazing to chat with you. Can you tell us all where we can connect with you online or on Instagram or send you a DM or go follow you? Where can we connect with you?
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed just getting to talk about how much this has meant to me. So thank you for like the opportunity to share about that. You can find me at In the Alpenglow, I-N-the Alpenglow, A-L-P-E-N-G-L-O.
We'll make sure it's in the show notes so people don't have to spell it out.
Yeah. Sorry, Alpenglow is kind of a funny, it's not like a super common word, so I'm not sure if everyone
is. It's like, is it one word or is it two?
Alpenglow is one word.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that from? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so Alpenglow is like a natural phenomena that happens when at sunset and sunrise, when this like very vibrant pink color like kind of paints the summits for a very like fleeting moment in time. So that's kind of like where that comes from. But yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful. I'm gonna definitely go Google that in a minute. And that's, yeah, that's just so cool. I've never,
there's some great, that word now. Some great photos. It's awesome.
I'm just going to use that word casually in conversation and people are going to think I'm like way cooler than I am.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my word. Lexi, hey, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're not feeling like the greatest this week health-wise, but it's just been like such an honor and a privilege to have you on. And I'm just so glad we were able to connect.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I have Kristen on the podcast. Kristen, introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a bit about what kind of photography you do and where you're located.
Okay. Hi, Nate. Thanks for having me on. I'm Kristen. I'm the photographer with K. Nicole Photography in Maryland, like Washington, D.C. area. I primarily specialize in weddings and high school senior portraits.
I love that. Awesome. Except right now you're specifically in Michigan.
Yes. I'm way up north in Michigan right now, dog sitting.
I love that. Around my neck of the woods. So Kristen, you've been in the Business Blueprint and it's been so awesome to watch your journey specifically and just kind of just hear exactly what's been going on. I remember having a call with you like a couple months ago. I remember you asking a ton of questions in the group calls as well. And so it's just been really cool to see you be like such a present force in the community and to see the results that have come out of that. Tell us a little bit about kind of like what place you were in when you first joined the Business Blueprint and what you think back then was like your biggest motivator for joining.
So when I joined, it was November of 2023. I left, and I talked about it last time we talked on here too, but I left the military in September to follow mm-hmm. this dream of being a photographer full time. And I just mm-hmm. kind of had this mindset of I have to make it work or I can't pay my bills. And I mm-hmm. didn't even entertain a plan B. And I think I had learned that from a podcast you've done too. But I just told myself, like, there is no plan B. You have to make it work. And yeah. part of my journey finding the Business Blueprint was actually watching, I forget the name of it, a summit that you taught at. And I just loved like okay. your approach and kind of no nonsense and how directly you communicate, which I very appreciate having a military background. Uh-huh. And I just needed someone that could like shoot me straight and tell me like, this is your problem. And here are the steps you need to take to fix it. And I totally. Loved just the clear, concise communication that I saw from you. And then I think maybe 2 weeks later, I saw on your Instagram that you were posting it and that you were going to be opening up applications. And I immediately put the date and time in my calendar and was like, I have to be on this because I either, mm-hmm. you know, I either do this and learn as fast as I can or I don't pay my bills. So
yep.
yeah, absolutely. That was my mindset going into it.
I love that. That's so cool. I mean, obviously it's like scary in a way, yeah. but I just love hearing that story. And I also love that you did connect with like my directness because I know that I do tend to be more on like the direct side of things, but I think that I tried to be that person that I needed to hear years ago. And so it's good that you see that directness as like truly rooting for you and truly wanting to see you as the person learning from me reach their fullest potential. So I'd love to know just kind of like since you joined, what have been your most significant mindset shifts or your significant wins that really stood out to you of like, whoa, I can't believe that actually happened, or opportunities you felt like the program opened for you, any just like moments for you that happened that you can share?
Yeah, I feel like there's so much. So when I first started the program in November, I believe October and November, I had zero inquiries for wow. both months total. And I was like, are you kidding me? I just went full time and yeah. I feel like I have all this time to put into my business and I have no inquiries. And yeah. 2024 was looking a little scarce. And, mm-hmm. And one of the first videos that you had in the like course, I don't remember which module it was in, but it was about setting mm-hmm. expectations and saying like, you may not see wins immediately. You may not see wins until 6 months out, but mm-hmm. just like trust the process and you will, mm-hmm. If you actually take action, you're going to see wins. And I just kept telling mm-hmm. myself that like focus, wake up every day, do the work and actually find the actionable items from what you're teaching us and put and implement yep. those as soon as possible. And mm-hmm. so I did go another month and I told myself it's okay if I don't have inquiries because it will pay off if I do this right. And mm-hmm. and I did. I finally in January I got 22 inquiries. And then this month, crazy. Which is February, I'm at like 26. And my goal wow. was only 3 a week. So I'm doubling crazy. That. And
so crazy.
I have already, in the 2 months of 2024, I've already hit my income from 2023. Like I've already matched wow. it, which is mind blowing.
yeah. That's so, so nuts. And I remember talking to you back when you were in that place where you had like zero inquiries and mm-hmm. it's just like so crazy it's crazy in a way, but it's also like, part of me is like, I'm not surprised, but then another part of me is like, no, it never gets old seeing like the transformations that can actually take place.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as far as like a mindset shift goes, you do talk a lot about mindset in the course and saying like, no one can do this except you. Like, I can't make mm-hmm. you do any of this work. And just saying, like, what do you have to do? Like, just basically stop at nothing to make sure that your business succeeds. And I just, it really hit me. I was like, I am the only person that can make this happen, so I better do it.
Yep. Absolutely. I love that. That's so amazing. What has been your favorite part, whether it's big, whether it's a small thing, just any part of the program that you felt like that was like one of my favorite parts of it?
It's all great. Like, and I'm not trying to exaggerate. I think that there's just great like nuggets I could take from every module, but I loved the coaching calls and I loved how intentional they were. And when you ask a question, it was all of, if I ask a question in a group coaching call with what 30 something people in it, and you take the time to really dive in and answer my question. And it's like, we just shifted to a one-on-one coaching call. And I really appreciated that because I did have, that was like my one hesitancy was it switching to a group platform and it absolutely, the group is amazing. I've made some great friends also, but the coaching calls for sure are my favorite part.
I love that. I love hearing that. I'm really glad you felt that way because it is my intent to make people feel seen and heard. My only critique was that I'm like, I wish more people asked more questions because there were some like amazing questions in there. But I think some people were, I think some people get like a little bit like timid and they're like, oh, my question's not good enough. But I'm like, ask it. Like, let's go. Like, let's rock and roll with whatever you're struggling with.
Yeah, there were a few questions I was going to delete. And I was like, no, this is my only chance to get these questions out. So I'm just going to ask them. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You paid for it. Use it up. So let me ask you this, like, million-dollar question, would you recommend the program? And then if you would recommend the program, I would love to know from your perspective after having gone through it and being in it, who do you think it's best for?
Yes, I would recommend the program, but you also did a podcast about like who is your ideal student of the program. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to go listen to that again and just like being full-time, I think, will make a huge difference, or at least having the spare time that a full-time photographer would have to put all of these steps into your business. Because I did see a lot of people in the group that were struggling for a bit trying to manage the workload of this course and then, you know, their part-time or full-time jobs too, which it's great that they have access to the course later to take their time with it. But I do think that the people that had the maximum benefit from it were the people that could dive in and get the work done as soon as possible.
Kristen, thank you so much for all of this and just sharing your honest feedback. I really appreciate it. If you could let us all know kind of where we could follow you online and connect with you.
Yeah. Thank you so much again for having me. My business is K Nicole Photography. So just the letter K. My website is knicolephotography.com. And then Instagram is K.Nicole.Photography.
Awesome. We'll make sure those get in the show notes so that people can actually scroll down and check those.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Kristen, you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you better.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I got Elena here today. I'm so excited to chat with. Elena, give us your just like quick introduction, like who you are, what kind of photography you do, and where you're located.
Yeah. My name is Elena Clausen. I am a wedding and couples photographer, and I am located in Naples, Florida.
Awesome. So cool. It's probably feeling really warm down there compared to where I'm at right now.
Yep. Was just at the beach the other day for a couple hours and got a nice tan. So it's feeling good down here.
Must be nice. So, hey, you've been in the Business Blueprint and it's been awesome to have you in there. And you've just been like a very key part of the community. And I've just loved watching your journey as well. Let us know a little bit what place you were in when you first joined back in November, and what you think was maybe one or two of your biggest motivators for joining.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was in a place of just complete frustration in my business, feeling like I just couldn't get anywhere with it. My husband and I had just moved to Florida, and I was like, okay, I have to build clientele here. And then we're moving next year. And I was like, in this place where I just believed that I couldn't you know, do that, but just frustrated with everything. And I finally was like, you know what? No, like there's more for me and I'm going to invest in education. I had never invested in education before. And I'd been following you for so long. And I was like, I know what he has to offer is going to work. And I've seen it with your other students. And so I joined and ever since it's just been such a mindset shift and going from believing a lie of not being able to, you know, going to a new location and having to figure everything out to then this, it's been a game changer.
Yeah. So. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So along those lines a little bit, since you've joined, I would love to know, just cause I like to know kind of like what people learned or what like moments they had during the program. Was there anything, whether it was like a mindset shift of I thought one thing and now I think something else, or whether it was like a moment for you with like some sort of win that you saw, or whether it was an opportunity specifically that had opened up for you, anything like that that you experienced during the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. One of the biggest things for me has been mindset shift. I just believed like that, you know, my work wasn't good enough, or I hadn't been doing it as long, or I didn't have all my ducks in a row like every other, you know, photographer did. And I was just like, I just had that comparison mindset. Totally. And coming into this, just all the material you've given us on our mindset shifts and like the books we've been reading and just the material. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a second. Like, I've just been overthinking it and I've been like overcomplicating it and I've been underestimating myself and, you know, not giving myself that, like, I don't know, acceptance, I guess, and like value. And then as far as like things within the business blueprint that I really feel like I have, you know, with the pricing, right? I just couldn't get weddings. I was like, okay, what's going on? Like, I feel like I'm not too cheap, but I feel like I'm not too expensive. Yeah. And when I moved to this specific location, there's a lot of money here. So yeah. I found that I was from Missouri. I was in the right price point here. I was so cheap for the people that live here. So I bumped my rates up again. And within like a week and a half, I booked my highest package. And I was like,
wow.
There's no way. Like, I just, I didn't believe it, you know? And then I was like, okay, like what Nathan is teaching, it's right on. Like, so it's been, there's so many ways I could talk about. There's so many different things, but those are two of the biggest.
Totally. I love that. I love just hearing like what you thought, especially since you were from a different, I guess, geographical area and then moving to somewhere else. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm completely off on what I believe is possible, but when I can expand that mindset to being, oh, like there is more abundance out there and there is a price point that people are willing to pay that I never thought they would be, just like changes the game. So I love to know too, if you could give me maybe a favorite part, like small or big, anything in between of the program that really stood out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big one for me has been the community within this program. Mm. I really lack that within the photographer group and community. And having everybody's support, being able to just chat with other people and hear everyone else's mindset and what they're walking through has been, it's been a big deal. So I think that's one of my favorite parts.
I love that. It's a lonely industry out there if we don't have community around us. You know what I mean?
It's so lonely. But other than that, just education. I really believed that like I could figure it out on my own. I genuinely did because I shot my first wedding at 15. And from there, I didn't have any education. And I was like, I can do it on my own. And turns out that education is a lot more important than a lot of people think it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I had to learn that the hard way too. So let me ask you this. Would you recommend taking this program to someone listening? And if so, who do you think would be like the best fit? Like, who do you think would be in that category of someone you'd be like, yep, this is right for you?
Yeah, 100%. I would recommend this to every photographer I know, and I have, but definitely I would say it's more geared towards the wedding photographers out there and someone who is just really struggling in their business, someone who believes that, you know, they're not able to move forward or that they're just, you know, if they feel like they're stuck, if you're listening and you feel like you're stuck in where you're at in your business right now, and you feel like you've just been in this rut, I promise you, like the material that Nathan, you have given to everyone and the support that you have is it's going to change your business. It has, like, there's so many testaments to, you know, this program and it works.
Appreciate that so much. I love that honest feedback. So let us know, Elena, where we can follow you in line, where we can connect with you. If someone like wants to ask you further about just, I don't know, how you've grown your business or anything about the program, where can we connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be Elena Clausen on Instagram as well as TikTok and ElenaClausen.com for my website. So any of those three.
I love it. Hey, Elena, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for just like sharing from your heart. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nathan.
All right. I got Marcus on the podcast today. Dude, I'm so excited to have you here today. Tell us a bit about what kind of photography you do, which is a really cool question for you because I feel like you have more of a specific niche and where you're located right now.
Yeah, so I am a wedding photographer based in Malacca, Minnesota. I kind of got started with photography through landscape photography. And so part of my journey is from there. And I bring a lot of that into my work. I like nature and the outdoors. But also I grew up in the Western industry as well. So I like to incorporate horses and that cowboy lifestyle as well. And kind of bring that niche into my photography as well. So those are kind of the two things that encompass my brand, I guess.
I love it, dude. And you do something called cowboy weddings, right?
Yeah, cowboy Western weddings. Yep.
Awesome. That's such a cool niche. I think like, especially I'm from like the Midwest, so obviously we don't have a lot of that, but I think it's awesome to see like different types of photography that people gravitate towards. I would love to know, since you have joined and you've been a part of that program, what have been any significant mindset shifts or wins that you had, like moments where you're like, how did that possibly happen? Or opportunities you feel like were opened up to you within the program, anything like that? What do you think has like changed for you since being a part of it?
Yeah, so I've always had a really good mindset coming into a lot of things, but I feel like yours did kind of just help elevate that a little bit more and give more structure to a lot of things I was already kind of doing.
Yeah.
As far as like specifically the sales script, I think that really put a lot more structure into how I was going through everything and talking to my clients. And in that first month I was in there, I actually hit a record for bookings at 50, I think it was right around 15,000 that first month I was in with you.
Yeah.
And so that's when I first started implementing that sales script that you laid out for us. And then obviously I kind of tweaked it a little bit to fit myself a little bit. But so I really enjoyed that. And I really have been using that throughout the past 3 months here. And I feel very confident on every call I get on. And just being able to really lead my clients through that. And it also helps me hear a lot too, what they are looking for and whether we're a good fit or not.
Yep. So
the sales script to me has really been a key part of it, as well as there's other parts too, like on the back end of the business that I was really wanting to do this year, like a wedding guide and like style guide for engagement sessions and kind of all that stuff that's really going to elevate my experience for my clients. And
yep.
So getting that wedding guide from you as like a starter point and then being able to kind of just tweak it and make it my own,
I think
really helped. I've gotten a lot of good feedback so far from the clients that have used that. And just overall, the structure of how your program is laid out, I love going through the videos and then also being able to actually have some physical homework to go through.
Yeah,
everything is like the biggest thing to me, actually, that I felt really helped was the branding part. So being able to actually like sit down, write out what my ideal clients are and how like pretty much their interests and how I can align with them, where their like ideal venues and stuff kind of are.
Yeah.
Because that to me has really helped narrow that down and actually like continue to where I want my branding to go. And so I've actually been able to find new venues that even that I didn't know were out there. And I'm ready. Like I've turned that into writing blog posts and stuff. Wow. So I'm just kind of taking all this stuff and that you've given us structure for and just kind of furthering it, I guess.
Totally. Yeah. You're a doer, dude. And like, you're just somebody who I think I've noticed you implement very quickly. And that's hard to find, I think, in people who you teach as like someone from my perspective. And so, yeah, thank you for being an implementer. Thank you for being like a doer. Cause I think that's really why you've seen the success that you've seen and you've seen actual growth from being in a program like this. What do you think has been, and you can say literally anything. I don't know what it would be. It's different, I feel like, for every person, but what do you think has been your favorite part, small or big, of the program or being part of it since you joined?
I really like the community aspect with the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Just that being able to share your wins on there is cool. Just, and whether it's me or anybody else, it's fun just seeing people's wins and what's working for them.
Totally.
And just bouncing ideas off each other, I think was awesome. And then the group coaching calls is great because I might have a question on something I'm struggling with and I get a lot of clarity with you answering that, which is great. But there's some things that maybe I didn't think of that somebody else did, and I get to hear their question and your insight on that. And so I can just grab these little nuggets here and there and use them in my business. So those two aspects of the community part of it are really, really good. I love that.
Yep. And you've really pressed into that. And I think that's why it's like, because if you don't join the community, if you don't be a part of it and be the individual that makes up the community, the group doesn't work. But like, if you actually get into it, like you did, it's incredible. Like the way that you can actually feed off of other people's success, the way that you can learn from other people's questions. It's just like, it's like this giant cycle of kind of like recycling each other's wins in a sense and recycling each other's energy. So tell me, dude, honestly speaking, would you recommend the program to those listening? And if so, who do you think would benefit from taking it?
Yeah, I definitely for sure would recommend it. As far as people that would take it, I think it kind of varies on each person. So if you're kind of specifically, I would say if you're kind of in that serious point of really wanting to elevate your business to that next level and really give your clients that further experience, that it's definitely for you, whether you're kind of in more of the beginning stage like me, or if you're even further along. I think if you're just kind of at a stuck point, you're really looking for something to help kind of refresh ideas and structure or anything like that. So I think anywhere, if you're in that point, I don't think if you're like very, very beginning, I think you kind of got to figure yourself out and kind of your style and everything first. Otherwise you're going to kind of get overwhelmed. So
I think, I love that. Thank you so much, Marcus, for sharing all of this. If you could let us know where people can follow you, connect with you, or shoot you a DM if they want to ask more about the program.
Yeah. So you can follow me or message me on Marcus Hannenberg. That's my Instagram. And then my website is marcushannenberg.com.
Awesome. We'll make sure those get in the show notes. All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for coming out and taking the time to do this today. And thanks so much for being part of the program.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate.
All right. I have Abby with us here today. Abby, so good to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Nate.
I would love for you if you could just like tell us a bit about what type of photography you do and where you're located.
Yeah, I do wedding and couples photography, and I am located in the DFW Dallas area of Texas.
Awesome. I would love it if you could, because you've been in the Business Blueprint program, and I would love to know kind of like what place you were in when you first joined, and what do you think your biggest motivation was for joining back then?
Yeah. So you opened the Business Blueprint in November, and I had actually just gone full time in October. Mm-hmm. So I quit my 9-to-5 at the end, like September was my last month at my 9-to-5. Wow. And then October was my first full month of being a full-time photographer. So I had just gone full-time, and my motivation for joining was really like, it made sense. It didn't make sense not to join, honestly, because I had just started full-time and you had opened it, and I thought it was the perfect timing to take a course on business now mm-hmm. that I was a full-time business owner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I think it's so cool just hearing, like, from my perspective, like where people are at when they first joined. So thank you yeah. for sharing that. And since you've joined, what would you feel are, you know, maybe your most significant mindset shifts or wins you've seen or opportunities that you feel like this program has opened up for you?
Yeah, I think a really big mindset shift I had, like taking away from the business blueprint, was like, honestly, just what I'm worth as a photographer mm-hmm. and being okay with charging people like X amount of dollars mm-hmm. Because of the value I'm giving, not only like as a photographer, but as a business owner, mm-hmm. As a creator, as an artist. And then another big shift that kind of also has to do with money is just viewing my packages and what I'm offering to people as an investment rather mm-hmm. than just like a price tag.
Absolutely.
And putting value hand in hand with like their investment. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out like how to price things and how to charge, knowing that I'm not just charging them for pretty pictures and for mm-hmm. me to show up, but I'm charging them for the value in return that they're getting for that.
Hmm, absolutely. And did you feel like before you didn't really have like a good grasp on that, a good handle on that?
Oh, 100%. I think there was definitely times when I was trying to put together packages and I just kind of like, it was like throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping totally. Something would stick. Because I wasn't looking at things from, again, like a value standpoint. I was just looking at things from a, well, this is what should be in a package or this is what uh-huh. shouldn't be in a package.
Sure.
And not really knowing the value behind those things I was including. Mm-hmm. And when I went through and like redid my packages, I really couldn't believe like what I was offering versus what I charge now. And even yeah. now, knowing what I do, I feel like I sometimes need to revisit those packages again.
Absolutely.
Just because knowing what I'm offering now and knowing the value that I'm offering my clients, it sometimes is like unmotivating to want to show up to a wedding or a session if I'm undercharging.
Totally.
Because I know how much value I'm giving to people.
Yep.
And so not being fairly compensated for that sometimes is like unmotivating.
Yeah. So since you joined, what would you say has been like your favorite part, whether it's a really small thing or like a really big thing of the program or being part of it?
Yeah, I honestly really appreciate the community aspect mm-hmm. that you allowed us to build. Mm-hmm. This is such a competitive industry mm-hmm. and I feel like more people have gotten more open to sharing and championing each other mm-hmm. and encouraging one another, but I still feel like there's a lot of just like cutthroat competitiveness sometimes.
Yep.
And so it's been really encouraging coming alongside other photographers that are in all walks of their photography journey, mm-hmm. but just being able to rally around one another. And something that was super encouraging to me is I think at one point I thought like a win or a success was like one thing.
Yeah.
And you really encouraged us to keep sharing our wins every month or every week, like regardless of what they were. And yeah. so it was really encouraging and really like was another big mindset shift for me, seeing some people and their win was booking like a 5-figure month or a 6-figure year, while someone else's win could have just been like getting their website up and running or
totally.
Having someone respond through their new inquiry form.
Yep.
And so that was really encouraging to me, knowing that my wins, no matter how big or small they were, like were validated and mm-hmm. were valid wins, and I could celebrate those.
Yep.
Even though they didn't look like someone else's.
Big question. Would you recommend the program to other photographers? And if so, who do you think would benefit best from taking it?
Oh, yes, 100%. I 100% recommend this program. If I could give it a review, it would be 5 stars all the way.
Uh-huh.
I would say anybody who's seriously interested or considering making photography a career, I would mm-hmm. say if you're just a hobbyist, which is great, but if you're just a hobbyist and you like taking photos, but you're mm-hmm. not really interested or motivated to make it a business, this probably isn't for you.
I agree.
I would say people who are for sure passionate about weddings and couples photography, mm-hmm. just because we talk a lot about that in the business yeah. blueprint. And that's what a lot of like our contracts and like lingo and language and everything kind of revolves around weddings and couples. So I'd say if that's kind of your niche, definitely this is for you.
Mm-hmm. So Abby, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this with everybody and just like, sharing your honest self. Yeah. If we would like to follow you online, if we would like to keep up with your journey, where can we find you online?
Yeah, my website is abbyheron.co. And then I am on Instagram as abbyheronphoto. And I'm on TikTok as abbyheronphoto. And then I'm also on Facebook as abbyheronphotography.
I love it. We'll make sure those links get in the show notes so that we can all connect with Abby afterwards. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, Abby. I appreciate it so much. Your words mean the absolute world.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I have Mariah here today and I'm so excited to chat with her. So Mariah, tell us a little bit about what type of photography you do and where you're located.
Yeah. Hi, I'm glad to be here. I am a wedding photographer in the Rochester, New York area.
Awesome. So cool. And so you have been a part of the Business Blueprint, which has been so awesome to have you in there, have you in the community, have you in the calls as well. I would love to know, just because I like to know where people were at when they first joined. So where were you at when you first joined the Blueprint? And what was that decision-making process like for you? What do you feel like really motivated you to join on in?
Okay, so I considered myself full-time. Mm-hmm. However, I just felt like something was missing. I felt like I could elevate my business, but I just didn't know what tools to use, where to even start. So I just felt like it was time. I saw you promoting it. And then I also listened to your podcast from like day one. So like I had like a trust built that like, okay, Nate knows what he's talking about. And he's not just throwing stuff out just to throw stuff out. So I was like, okay, talked with my husband and he was like, yeah, I mean, I trust that you won't make a stupid choice when it comes to your business. So I said, yeah, I mean, I think it's time to just dive in and just go 110% for my business.
I love it. That's awesome. So cool to hear that. I love when people come kind of from the podcast, because like podcast is honestly one of my favorite things I do. So just like getting to, just build trust with people and just be in your corner even before you join the program. It's just like really cool to hear. So tell us a little update, like since you joined, what have been any like wins or moments that you've had where you're like, how did that happen? Or whether it was like a mindset shift, you thought one thing and you think something different after being in the program, or an opportunity that you feel like the program or the community opened up for you. Give us anything that you feel like was like a pivotal moment for you.
I think the biggest pivotal thing is what you kind of taught right from the get-go is big business mindset and shifting the mindset of little old me, like in a small town doing weddings to, no, this is a big business and I have goals and I'm allowed to go chase those goals and crush those goals. So just like the confidence in my business and the ability to just really go after my goals. And then I feel like I had a lot of wins. So one of them is seeing a consistent increase of bookings and incomes since starting in November. To put it in perspective, it's pretty much March and I'm already halfway to my 2023 income goal.
Wow.
Income total. So like in 2023, I had a gross income and today I'm already halfway there and we're about 3 months into 2024. So
crazy. Oh, we're not even 3 months in. We're just at the end of February. We're only two. You got so much time. It's funny because like today we're recording this on the leap day or on like the 29th of February. So it actually feels like it's March.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And then two more that were just huge is booking an ideal client by shifting my brand and audience I want to bring in. I feel like I always struggled on how to pull in ideal clients and really voice my brand of like what direction. So when I had a bride inquire and all she said was she wanted like timeless elegance. And I was like, yes, let's do it. And she booked me and it was one of my biggest packages that has so been invested in. So that was exciting.
Yeah, and then also absolutely
hiring a brand and web designer. You really kept reiterating how important and kind of crucial it is to really invest in your brand and website. So something that stuck with me has been your question of, why would you expect a couple to invest $5,000 on a wedding with you when you won't invest in that for yourself? Hmm. So I took that to heart, because looking at my old free website, I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Right. But I was like, if I want to book those higher end clients, I need to have a higher end website. So I'm currently working in that process right now with a designer. So I'm excited for that.
That's so cool. I'm working on the same thing right now with a designer, and it truly makes like it's such a difference. Like, it's funny because I came from a graphic design background, and even me, I'm like, I feel like an actual designer who works in that industry right now can just like take it to the next level. And so that's, these wins are just so cool. Like, I didn't even know half of these. Yeah. So it's like really, really cool to even like find out about these wins in your neck of the woods, just like on the show. Okay. So Mariah, I would love to know, different people have different kind of like favorite parts of the program. And so from your perspective, whether small or big, what would you say is like one of your favorite parts of being a part of the Business Blueprint?
So the video modules really helped me, because as a visual learner, I could take notes and like watch what was going on, and how even in the course, you would like walk us through some things. So that was super helpful. And I liked that I could pause stuff, jot a bunch of notes down, or even go back to a whole different module if I needed to, just to get like a refresh. And then the Facebook group was amazing. It was nice to build a community off from, and it was truly cool to see everyone's wins at whatever stage they're at. So I loved that we all were at the same spot in our business. So it allowed us to all give and take from each other.
Totally.
So I liked
that. Absolutely. I love that. I think especially when it comes to the way that I was like setting up the modules and setting up the videos, you know, it was really important to me to, yeah, have those moments where I like actually walk you through something, whether it was like on screen or whatever, because like I'm a visual learner too. So it's just like, yeah, it's just something that was like really important to get right. So let me know if you are talking to the people on the other side listening to this, whether on their earphones or car phones or whatever it is, would you recommend the program to them? And then secondly, who would you say this program is best for?
Yeah. So I'm going to kind of put what you said to us for like, when it comes to pricing, you would always say like they make it so that client would be stupid not to book you. I think photographers that are looking to elevate their business, especially the wedding industry, would be, I'll use the word silly, to not join and invest in their course, in this course. I don't think they have anything to lose. And honestly, my first booking after implementing this new way of business, the new pricing paid for this course. Wow. So like that first booking, like this course was already like paid off per se.
Totally.
So yeah. So I think anybody that just wants to really grow and they're ready to see a shift, not a little shift, but a huge shift in their business, should definitely just invest in this.
I love it. Well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. And that is so awesome. That's like my heart and soul to make sure that this course like immediately pays itself off. So I'm so happy to hear that that happened for you. Okay. So Mariah, tell us where we can connect with you, follow you, DM you if we want to hear more online.
Yeah. So on Instagram, it's at Mariah Van Hoover Photography. And I also do have a Facebook, Mariah Van Hoover Photography. And then I just got a TikTok. It's Mariah Van Hoover Photo. Yes, I did.
I love that.
I held off for so long, but part of the marketing was just dive into different pieces of connection. I was like, okay, it's time. I'm just going to do a TikTok.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited about that. Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Mariah. I really appreciate all your kind words and just like you speaking directly from your heart and your honesty. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.